Psalms 15 and 1. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? Psalm 15. Restricted entry. What is your reaction when you see such a sign? Do you look around and wonder what is inside that requires restrictions? Or do you simply turn away? In this case, David poses the question in reverse. He asks who can enter and dwell with God. He then outlines who is qualified to enter. Those who do not qualify are restricted from entry by their own choices. Let's explore the 10 qualities that David outlines as things that qualify us to enter and live on God's holy mountain. Psalm 15 is written by David. Most theologians agree that David wrote this psalm after he oversaw the work of moving the Ark of the Covenant to the holy hill of Zion. This psalm makes extensive usage of a Hebrew didactic poetry style. This style expresses parallel thoughts using couplets. The first verses frame the question. The subsequent verses outline what a believer should do. The part B of each verse typically notes what the believer should not do or avoid doing. Taken together, each couplet outlines a behavior we should follow and provides a guideline to indicate if we are off track. Main message: standards each believer should exhibit. So, a question for you. How good is good enough? David uses verses 2 through 6 to provide a decalogue of distinctive traits that a believer should exhibit as we serve God each day. Number 1, integrity. We are to walk without blame. Number 2, righteous. We should show virtuous actions and speech. 3, truthful. Our speech should be factual. Number 4, respectful. We should politely address others without slander or gossip. Number 5, helpful. Our actions should show respect and support for all neighbors. 6, discernment. We should despise vile people. 7, humility. We should honor other believers. Number 8, promise keeper. We should keep our oaths. 9, charity. We should be a good steward to the poor and those around us. And number 10, honesty. We should not accept bribes to look the other way. The 10 traits assume that we have already accepted Christ as our Savior. For we could not hope to attain any of these traits without the blood of Christ covering our sins. As we live and work out our soul's salvation, these traits are evidence of the depth and breadth of our faith in action. Derek Kidner, in his commentary on this passage, points out that the qualities the psalm describes are those that God creates in a man, not those he finds in them. These created traits are revealed by applying our faith and following God's plan for our lives. Psalms 15 ends with the promise, "Those who do these things shall never be moved." The promise applies to those who accept him and by his power live up to the tenfold examples of holy living. The term moved is not talking about staying in the same location. The Hebrew word translated as moved here is also translated as shaken and as fall down. Thus, the last verse indicates that when we live a holy life, regardless of where we are, we're abiding in God's tent. God is present with us to keep us from falling, no matter what happens. Our reward for believing and walking with God is to one day go to heaven and abide with him for eternity. Until then, I gladly accept an opportunity to serve him on earth and strive to achieve these traits day by day. Questions 1. Discover. Read the psalm for yourself. What strikes you most as you read it? What do you think are the easiest and hardest traits to attain? B. For these 10 traits, how good is good enough? If you score 70% or more of these traits, is that good enough? 2. Develop. Pick a trait that you believe you do not exhibit at all or very often. Share it with a prayer partner or spouse to brainstorm ways that you can improve and strive to be more consistent. demonstrate. Be authentic and accountable by sharing traits that used to be a weakness for you. How were you able to overcome the weakness and grow in this area? How long did it take?
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.